Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
One of the sneakiest ways that we block abundance, block wealth from flooding into our bank accounts and into our business is by meeting clients where they're at, as opposed to standing in the truth, depth, and potency of our gifts. In fact, what I hear from a lot of the clients that I work with is they continue to hold on to clients that ultimately don't want to go to the places that you as the coach or mentor want to go. In fact, it's holding on to clients that aren't quite ready for the depth of your power and potency. When we hold on to these clients, when we wait for them to catch up to the way that we want to serve, we are blocking ourselves from receiving. And here's why. We are directly paid in relation to the gifts and contributions we are making in people's lives. And the greatest and biggest gifts and contributions that we can make are directly tied to our highest zone of genius, the genius that's inside of you that maybe you dilute or you hold back, or you have fears that the world isn't ready for. And I'm here to tell you that if you have already identified certain gifts, genius, power that you are holding back, there are people in the world who are ready for it. How cruel would the universe be if we were given these incredible gifts and ways to serve powerfully, but then not have the people ready to receive them? That's just not how it works. You wouldn't have these gifts unless the people were already there, ready, ripe, eager to receive them. And where we hold ourselves back is with beliefs that they aren't ready for it, or that it'll be too weird, or it's too different. And the reality is, you are a trailblazer. You are a pioneer. If you are sitting on potent, powerful, transformational things that give people real results, why would you dim your light? I refer to this as a little bit of the Elsa syndrome. If you've ever seen Frozen, which most of you probably have, the whole Elsa syndrome is that she is sitting on immense powers that are for love, powers that save the world. And at a very young age, these powers were misperceived as being dangerous. So what did she do? She put a glove on and she had to hide and conceal these powers for fear that she was going to hurt people with them. And then eventually she breaks loose and she lets it all go and realizes that these powers were for good all along. Were exactly what saved her sister, what saved her community, what saved everything. So the Elsa syndrome is you are likely sitting in your business with a glove on. And it's time to take the gloves off. It's time to be in the depth, the breadth, the potency of all of your power. Because in spite of any fears that you have about how maybe it'll make you a weirdo, or maybe it will isolate you, or maybe people aren't ready to receive that, or maybe your bigness will scare people away, all of those fears are absolutely not true. Now, that said, they may freak some people out. There may be people in your life that aren't ready for it or can't handle it. They may need to go away. There are many people that are waiting for it. You're holding back, dimming, you're diluting, you're filtering is not serving. It's not serving you. It's not serving your dreamiest clients that you are literally invisible to until you step fully into your gifts. It's not serving the good of all, and it's certainly not serving your bank account. If I go back to what I said earlier, holding back any aspect of yourself for fear of rejection, for fear of not belonging, for fear of compromising financial security, for fear of being deemed a weirdo, whatever it may be, for fear of people not being ready for you, ready for your gifts, any other story that's coming from a place of fear is directly impacting how much money and wealth you're able to receive. In fact, this is where I see many businesses start to dry up. What used to work doesn't work anymore. What used to call clients in isn't calling them in anymore. All of those things, if business is drying up, if things aren't working that used to work, if clients are now becoming boring, if boatloads of clients are all leaving at the same time, all of those things are clues that you are sitting on immense power that you haven't shared yet. These are the gifts that you are meant to share. And when you share these gifts, the floodgates start to open. You know what these are. This is the work that when you have an opportunity to do it, you feel alive. You feel tapped in. It comes through you instead of from you. You feel excited. You don't have to worry about being afraid of having to work too hard. What's hard work is holding these things back. You don't have to be afraid of burning out. What's burning you out is being bored with doing something you've outgrown. This is where you come alive. This is where you open up to receive more. This is your invitation to take the gloves off, to show up fully in your power, in your potency. This actually ties directly to Marianne Williamson's quote, "Our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate, but that we are powerful beyond measure." Can we just be really honest? If you're listening to this right now, you're actually not afraid of failure. You're not afraid of success. You're not afraid of really anything other than your own power and the cost that you may believe has to be paid in order to own it, in order to play full out in it. But what other possibilities and potentials exist for you if you make the choice, if you take the risk, if you show up and leave it all on the table, no matter who's in front of you? What else might be possible? And I can tell you that at the end of the day, I have one standard with myself to uphold. And that is to express and share the truest truth of who I am, the deepest gifts that I have to contribute at all costs. Because there's only one thing that I could leave this earth regret for, and it's not fully being used. Or as a speaker once said that really resonated with me, I want my grave to say one thing, all used up. And if you're leaving stuff on the table, keeping a glove on, afraid of your own power, that's really the ultimate regret that I believe we would be facing as spiritual entrepreneurs, as people with huge visions on our heart. And so I made a commitment a number of years ago that I'd be willing to lose everything except myself, even if it meant losing the things that are the most important to me in my whole world. I'd be willing to lose all of those before losing myself. So what would be different for you if you were no longer scared of your power? What would you have to believe in order to fully take off the gloves about yourself, about the way the universe works, and how much goodness and delight are you willing to receive and hold as you experience your gifts, as you experience the expression of your gifts?
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency and the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.